As the war in Ukraine is showing no signs of abating, the G7 went into its summit's second day of talks. Leaders of the United States, Canada, Britain, Germany, France, Italy, and Japan are meeting in Bavaria, Germany. This morning, they received a new plea for more support from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. NPR correspondent Rob Schmitz is in Berlin and following this story. Rob, first, what did Zelensky ask for?
Well, Zelensky urged the leaders to do everything they could to end the war in his country by the end of the year. He appealed for more help from G7 countries and for intensified sanctions against Russia, saying that the leaders assembled have enough potential combined to stop Russia. He makes these pleas as Ukraine has been battered by Russian missile strikes in Kyiv and intense airstrikes in the eastern Donbas region. And in some ways, his pleas will be answered soon, partly at least. President Biden is expected to announce this week that the U.S. is buying a Norwegian advanced surface-to-air missile system for Ukraine, and a new package of aid is expected to include more artillery ammunition and radar systems.
The G7 leaders have been working on a plan to impose a price cap on Russian oil and pipeline gas. This is an attempt to curb Moscow's ability to finance the war in Ukraine. Where are they on this?
Yeah, the idea here would be for the U.S. and Europe to set a fixed price for Russian oil that is below the market rate so that Russia would lose revenue for its war and so that inflationary pressures here in the West recede a little. The argument from the Biden administration is that at least in the short term, Russia doesn't have many alternative markets to sell its oil, so it would have to agree to a price cap. But it's clear that there is demand for Russian oil in Asia. India and China are very interested. So it's unclear whether this is going to work. And it's also unclear whether the biggest economies in the EU, like Germany, would get behind this. Germany relies on Russia for around a third of its natural gas and will continue to import Russian oil alongside much of the rest of the European Union before an EU-wide oil ban actually kicks in. So Germany really needs this energy to keep its economy running. And last week, Russia cut gas flows into Germany by 60%. So there's a concern here that a new price cap on oil would backfire and prompt Russia to simply cut off oil and possibly gas as retaliation, which would be a huge blow to the European economy.
Could you tell us, Rob, also about this ban on gold imports from Russia?
Yeah, the Biden administration said this will be formally announced tomorrow. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says banning Russian gold imports will directly hit Russian oligarchs and strike at the heart of Putin's war machine. Russian gold imports to the UK reached $15.5 billion last year, and this figure has actually gone up since sanctions were imposed. But again, it's unclear whether the EU will join their allies on this initiative.
So an effort to attack a different Russian market. Rob, the NATO summit will start tomorrow. There have been some new announcements there, too. Give us the update on that.
Yeah, in advance of the summit this week in Madrid, NATO has announced plans to increase its rapid response force from 40,000 to 300,000 soldiers. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says it will be the biggest overhaul of the organization since the end of the Cold War. Some of these forces would be reassigned to regions bordering Russia, like the Baltic states, in the event of a Russian attack. In peacetime, these troops are generally under a national command structure in their respective countries, but they're meant to be deployed quickly. Leaders of NATO's 30 member states will discuss all of this later this week at their summit in Madrid.
All right. NPR's Rob Schmitz, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.